This is the Global Minority Report, a radio outreach of Thomas Robb Ministries, bringing the good news of God's kingdom to God's special people throughout United States, Canada, the nations of Europe, and wherever their descendants have settled. Thomas Robb Ministries is supported by your tithes and offerings. You can write us at Thomas Robb Ministries, Post Office Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615, USA. Your hosts for tonight's broadcast are Pastor Thomas Robb and Rachel Pendergraft. Thank you for tuning in, and please tell your friends about this broadcast.
Okay, David, thank you very much for that introduction. This is Thomas Robb.
Rachel Pendergraft.
And we are here live again, I guess as live as we're going to be today. We have had the last few times a church broadcast from our church services here in the beautiful Ozarks of Arkansas. And we hope you enjoy those sermons. We put them on occasionally. It helps give a little different sound to what our broadcast. But we are here again. We got some commentary about some things going on in Europe. And because we love our European brothers and sisters, we consider them our brothers and sisters. And we're all the same people. And we're all facing the same problems from the same people that are working to destroy our nation here in the United States, are working to destroy our beloved sister nations in Europe. And so we hold dear to all those brothers and sisters who are lifting up a standard for our people throughout the continent of Europe.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, that we've had some church services on Laugh Time, and you said the phrase, the Laugh Church, and, you know, that brought to mind the fact that actually you do have a book out called The Laugh Church.
And, yes, this is just recent. We just got it back from the printer, like,
right, a brand new book. A lot of people have gotten your last book, Racial Reconciliation in the Word of God, basically talking about the sin of miscegenation and the church and what they're trying to promote to Christian families. But your last book here, The Last Church, Are You Caught in Its Web of Deception? And we've already been getting a lot of good positive response back. Like you said, it's just come back from the printer, and we've had some conferences here in the area within the last week or so, and a lot of books were gotten by people at that time, and we've heard a lot of positive reviews on it because, like it says, the subtitle, Are You Caught in Its Web of Deception? You know, especially our Christian brothers and sisters in Europe, they are really on a uphill battle, it seems, to try to expose the deception of the modern church. And it's not Christianity that's being deceptive, but it's the form of Christianity, and it's the influence of Jewish thought and so forth that is in and is permeated into the modern Christian church that is really having a devastating effect on white people everywhere. And so the Laugh Church, it explains what is the Laugh Church and what's wrong with it, and why is it being deceptive, and why is it so harmful to your family, and what are some of the things that you have to look out for? So it's a very good book. And
I want to make a comment, Rachel, about this book. Maybe this is a little bit self-promotion, I don't know, but there's a gal in this town where we live, Harrison, Arkansas, who I've known for about 5 or 6 years, who would never even would take the time to sit down and listen to our teaching. She knows what we believe, but kind of thought it was nothing she wants to be involved with, or nothing she wants to deal with, and she never would even take the time to sit down and talk or look into the issue. Just kind of had us slotted off as maybe somebody a little odd or strange. And what's interesting about this is because somebody had placed a book, this book here, The Last Church, where she works. And she picked it up and read it without realizing who the author was. And after she got done reading it, she commented to somebody, and they said, well, you know who wrote that? And she said, who? She said, Tom Robb wrote that. And she said, no. Said, yes. And she looked at it, and she said, well, it was. And now she came to me and says, it's one of the best books she's ever read, and she wants to give one to her pastor. So she said that she really learned a lot from it. And I thought that was amazing from somebody who wouldn't even talk to me about these issues previous to this.
Well, sure. And, you know, a lot we talk about having racial pride, having pride in your heritage, having pride in your Christian faith. But so often people don't recognize the similarity between having pride in your racial heritage and having pride in their Christian faith. And this woman has known for a number of years, has known Pastor Rob or people in the area with similar beliefs, and know about the fact that we promote a love of heritage and a love of your racial family, and we always do so in a Christian context, but she never really stopped to consider that the love of heritage is the message of the Christian faith. And, you know, so that really shocked her to see it put down in such a, you know, with Bible and verse and scripture reference and so forth. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why we do this show, because we want our brothers and sisters in Europe to know that despite what the preachers say, that the love of heritage is the message of the Christian faith.
Well, absolutely. The Bible, and this is going to come out strong, I know, but the Bible is a book about race. And people have a tendency to think that the Bible is like some type of like this little religious book, and they're not interested in religion because they see religion has been an entity that has betrayed them, betrayed their heritage, betrayed their families, betrayed their race, betrayed their nation, and they look upon the church as a big conspiracy of betrayal, not realize that the Christian faith in the Bible is about race. The Bible is a book of race, and it was taught that for many years. The churches understood it, but we've had people that have infiltrated our churches the same way they have infiltrated our various national governments and have destroyed it and turned it upside down.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, this program does reach into all different parts of Europe, and at one of the conferences that was held here in the States just a week or so ago, there was a reporter, Stephen Wagner, from a well-known Christian or a conservative magazine there in Germany. And he came to talk about this show, the Global Minority Report, to talk about the concerns of white people in Europe and what the relation is between heritage and race and the Bible, and interviewed Pastor Rob for quite a lengthy time. And, you know, this type of activity and this show of interest by these different people, you know, really helps show that there are a lot of our white brothers and sisters there that want to know more. And so that was, you know, a very beneficial visit.
Rachel, if we're going to talk about the book, we ought to tell people how to get it. They can write to Thomas Rob Ministries. We're going to give the address at the end of the program, and I'm going to give it to you right now. Thomas Rob Ministries, Post Office Box 354, that's Bergman, that's B like Bobby, E-R-G-M-A-N, Arkansas, 72615. And I'm not sure, what have we ever come up with a price on this, what we're going to sell for, or an offering, or...
Our book manager hasn't said what the price is going to be yet, but we are adding it to available books at christianidentity.tv. That's the website, christianidentity.tv, and there will be links there to how you can get the book. If you can order it through the mail with the address Pastor Rob gave you, or you will be able to order it online.
Yeah. I think, you know, we want you to have this book. We think a lot of people need it, especially if they're facing the issues of the church and thinking somehow that the modern churches represent the gospel. They do not. And we want you to have this book. Really, if anybody just sends us a few dollars and help us out a little bit. It does cost money for postage. It costs money for printing. I hope you understand that. We're not being funded by the Ford Motor Company or by Wall Street or Fifth Avenue. We're funded by men and women who love this country and love our nation and love our people and love your nations there and our white racial nation, our white nationalist nation. And so if anybody would like to have this book, just send us a few dollars, help us out a little bit, we'll send you a copy of the book. The Last Church. You need to get a copy for your home. You need to understand what's going on in our world today.
Well, absolutely. And you said about, you know, not being funded by, you know, Ford Motor Company or some of those different groups, you know, Microsoft and so forth. And, you know, it seems so often that the people that hate the white race and hate Christianity, they have no problem funding their own efforts. In Belgium, there is a huge series of rock concerts being planned for the to go prior to the October 8th election there for the sole purpose of trying to drum up support for people other than those with the Flemish Interest Party.
Well, the Flemish Interest Party, as I understand, we don't live in Belgium. As I understand, some of you listeners that are in Belgium can correct us if we're wrong, but we understand that they have about 25% support from the electorate. That's a huge block. And they're
very impressive.
And what I find interesting here in this one news article, they are referred to as Belgium's far-right party. You know, they say stuff like that to kind of marginalize people. Here, these people represent the traditional values of Belgium and of Europe. They have been the values of European people for generations and generations and generations. And now suddenly they're considered far right. Of course, like I said, they're done to marginalize people. They represent the traditional values of our forefathers.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned about the article. And what I thought was weird about it is that, like you said, they called the British or the Flemish Interest Party a far right, but the Flemish Interest Party was there at there was a protest, a demonstration that was planned and was held just recently, and it was actually planned by the organization called Stop Islamization of Europe. And they want the influence of Islam and the Muslim religion and so forth in Europe to cease. They feel that's very detrimental to the overall concerns of people in Europe. And so the Flemish Interest Party backed this demonstration. There was over 200 people that came out to show their support. But they held the demonstration on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center.
Let me interrupt you, Rachel, because the reason I want to, because 200 people came out, and that's that. To some people, they might say that's not very many, but I want to say those are the bravest, because they were the demonstration was considered an illegal demonstration. The government said in this free nation, supposedly a free nation, we have freedom of speech and freedom of opinion. They organized this demonstration to take place, and then the government said, no, you can't do that. You cannot have free speech in our free society. You cannot have free opinion in our free society. And so as a result of that, many, many, many people who had planned to go did not because of concerns of being arrested.
Well, absolutely. The police had water cannons and helicopters and stuff. They had the streets closed off. But, you know, this article calls the Flemish Interest Party the far-right party, like you said, trying to marginalize them. But the protest was in honor of the victims of 9/11, in honor of the people who died under attack by an Islamic jihad here in the United States. So are they trying to say that, you know, unless you're with the Flemish Interest Party and you're on that far right margin, I guess everybody else was in support of 9/11. Everybody else stood up and clapped that the World Trade Center was blown up. You know, I think the people of Belgium are equally appalled at the attack on freedom and the attack on civilian life and so forth, whether it's, you know, an attack by Islam or whether it's attack in Palestine by Israelis there. Fact is, most people have a concern and empathy for the victims of 9/11, and that's the exact side that the Flemish Interest Party are on. So to call them far right is just absurd.
Well, but they do that, of course, as we said, to marginalize them, to kind of steer people, try to keep people from supporting them. But they've got 25% of the electorate. That's a huge, they're on the march. They're on the march to power in Belgium. And we say, we give them all our congratulations and wish them well. We wish the wellness of everybody who is lifting up the standard for our white nationalist nations and our cause and our people, all those people. We don't care what group you're with, and we don't care what organization you belong to. We just want to support everybody who's standing up for the for our people, the people, what we consider the people of the book, the people of the Bible, who today are suffering such ill treatment by a world that has gone crazy, and population out of control, and white nations are facing zero population growth. All through Europe, people are facing lower birth rates, and this is causing havoc and distress among many, many people. And it's time for we get together and realize that we need to do something to encourage our people to reach back and grab the faith of their forefathers and reclaim their heritage and move forward and be progressive in reclaiming their heritage.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, there's a new music, a new band out, a new White Pride band out called Heritage Connection. This is made up of two sisters, Charity and Shelby. They're both high school students here in the state. And they have produced a new CD called Aryan Awakening. And they say on their website, heritageconnection.tv, that is their mission to unite their race through song. So let's have a song by Heritage Connection called White.
A promise for those who stand strong. Be firm in your vigilance, for suffering is long. Trumpets of justice sound in the wind, governing the masses for the war to begin. White pride will bite, from the ashes we shall rise. To fight for righteousness, lest our people die. In the passing of ages, awaited and delayed. Survival of our race, if the weak are to be saved. We've taken up our post as assigned by our Lord, sharpening the axes and balancing our swords. White pride will bite, from the ashes we shall rise. We fight for righteousness, lest our people die. We stand as we are threatened, but with mercy we fight. The evidence of our victory will prove might is right. Success is accomplished, our phoenix will soar, and justice for the Aryans will prevail evermore. White pride will bite, from the ashes we shall rise, to fight for righteousness, lest our people die. White pride will bite, from the ashes we shall rise, to fight for righteousness, lest our people die.
Okay, that was Heritage Connection, and you'll have to excuse me, I have the song wrong. I've been listening to it so much, I've got part of the lyrics stuck in my mind. White Pride Worldwide, From the Ashes We Shall Rise. The name of the song is From the Ashes We Shall Rise, and I still, again, it's a very fitting title for a song, because that's what white people are going to have to do. We've been stepped on and put down, and we need to rise up. And like you were talking about the declining birth rate before we went to the song, it's happening all over Europe. White people just are not populating, and they're being replaced by non-whites around the world who are just growing steady while our people decline.
Well, we have one. You've got this article here talking about Russia. We got a lot of friends in Russia, and our good friend David Dukes has spent some time in Russia, and now he's in Poland. But some of those people who are listening, you probably have heard of David Duke. He's a professor over there in Poland. I believe it's in Poland, isn't it? I may be mistaken on that. Yeah, forgive me if I'm wrong.
Well, he's just, you know, the people over there are so hungry for a good, strong, you know, white Aryan leadership. And, like, you know, there's a lot of different groups around there. They're doing a lot of good. And Russia is one of the places that people have been concentrating on, because they went through so many generations of anti-Christian thought and anti-Christian rule, and now the people, you know, they have that yoke off their back, but in a way, their hands are still bound and tied with that old rhetoric.
Well, the population in Russia has dropped by over 3%, what they're claiming. Russian families are just not having children. And a lot of times, Rachel, a lot of people I know have been condemned. In other words, the Pope condemned the people of Europe for not having more children. And I can understand why he's saying that, because we certainly say, have more babies. But unfortunately,
why people have a standard of living.
There's been such an economic pressure put upon people because they're having to support so many non-whites coming to the country. I mean, you get a country invaded by a bunch of Muslims, you're invaded by a bunch of people from Pakistan,
North
or from North Africa, and suddenly you got this burden of people who wants the welfare and tax-supported housing and tax-supported gas and tax-supported ice cream cones and so on. And so suddenly these people, they're spent. They have no money. They're spending all the money on taxes. And then they want to have more children. They can't afford to have more children. That is what's happened. It isn't because families just say, we don't want more kids. A lot of families would like to have more children. But because the insane policies of international finance that has captured this global economy that we are all suffering under, whether you're in this country or in Europe, we are all suffering under this massive global economy. And this was actually the program of the Bolsheviks when they took over Russia, was to create internationalism. That was their whole idea. In fact, the name of their song was the Internationale. The whole concept of Bolshevism was to create international government. And this is what has happened now, because we have created
international government, like you say. It talks about that in the book, The Last Church. It's all related. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's fine.
It's all related.
And it's the international economy. And so we're all being burdened down by international financiers. And we need to have a rebirth of our concerns for our people and work for our interests. We need our various homelands need. Our president is elected to be the president of America, not the president of Mexico. And the same with the leaders of your countries. They're elected to be the leaders of your own nation. And
One article that I've seen says Nikolai Petrov, who's a specialist on Russian society at the Carnegie Center in Moscow, he's claiming that because of the unprecedented decline in population in Russia, that they are actually going to need 20 million more immigrants to help compensate for the labor shortage. And, you know, that's the same thing that we hear here in the United States. We need more immigrants to help the labor shortage. But, you know, it all comes full circle. Do you need more labor because you have more immigrants in the first place to take care of? And then also, you know, part of this decline, again, is because of the economy. And so a lot of people in Russia are simply emigrating out of the country and moving over into other European nations. And they look at Russia, and sometimes a lot of these, you know, immigrants from Russia or Eastern Europe that are trying to reunite with their white brothers and sisters in Western Europe, sometimes they get some flack because perhaps they're not viewed in the best of light. Why couldn't they make it in Russia? Russia has a tremendous growth in the economy. They said it's expected to increase by 7% this year. But what people don't realize is that now Russia is under the effect of capitalism. And we're not talking about free enterprise, which is the freedom that businesses and shop owners and artisans and laborers all have to compete with each other. But we're talking about a Jewish-based economic system, capitalism. And so while Russia itself, with the tremendous input from Jewish interests in the economic sphere and the growth, huge growth of the banking industry in Russia, the big business is doing good, but the Russian people themselves, they're not doing any better than they were under the old regime. They have Jews in power then, they have Jews in power now. They just are bringing a different economic game to the country there.
Well, you went from the communist Jews to the capitalistic Jews. Rockwell talked about it in his book, This Time in the World. What has happened here, Rachel, you pointed out very clearly, is that as these countries begin to lose population, they have to supplement it with the overflowing non-white population from India and China. And so what do these leaders and the capitalist leaders of these, and we're not against big business. We're not against people making money. We're not against those things.
Just exploitation of the common
white people. Absolutely. When capitalism put capital in front of people. Free enterprise says people come first. We have a product that serves people. Free enterprise is a system of economics based upon service to people. Capitalism is an economic system based upon how much more money can you put in the till of the corporate leaders. and the corporate financiers. And this is what's happening. So, Russia, what do we need? We don't care about the Russian people. We don't care if they work. We just need 20 million more people to work in our factories and to work in our stores, and 20 million more clogs to fill so we can keep the money flowing. 20 million more people don't benefit Russia. It benefits big international finance. That's who 20 million more people in Russia benefits. It does not benefit the Russian people. And the same thing in this country, same thing in other countries. Rachel, very quickly, unless you've got something to say, I've got a real quick comment.
Go ahead.
Is that this? Is all this, while it seems unsettling, there is one positive thing that has come from this. Because more and more people throughout Europe and the United States, more and more people no longer think of myself as being American, myself being English, myself being German, I'm Polish, or I'm Russian, or I'm French. There are more and more people are starting to think we are united people. We are white nationalists. We are in this together. National boundaries don't mean anything anymore. We are united for one common cause and the preservation of Western civilization.
Well, you know, absolutely, Pastor Rob. And, you know, nobody could say it better than that, because this is a Christian movement of white people, and white people who are coming back to their Christian roots, whether they are here or in Europe or in Australia or South Africa or somewhere else. There are more and more white people that are starting to recognize that they don't want their sons and daughters dying in Jew-led wars that benefit international finance, Jew-led wars that help bring more money into big business, more wars that are going to destabilize the peace of our nations, and instead they're going to stop looking at themselves, like you said, Pastor Rob, no longer a Brit, but they're a white man that lives in Britain, no longer a Fraulein, but a white racial woman that lives in Germany. We all have to stop looking beyond our national boundaries and recognize that when we say we're white nationalists, we mean that our race is our nation, and we have to put that first.
Rachel, we got 30 seconds to go here. I want to let people know that we do publish The Torch magazine. They can subscribe to it to the address that will be given at the end of the show here. The Torch magazine comes out each month. You can subscribe to that. We are a Christian organization. We love our race. We love our people. We love our heritage. The same people Jesus Christ said to love. He said the number one commandment of Jesus Christ was love your God. And the number two commandment of Jesus Christ was to love your people. Love your God and love your people. Until next time, this is Thomas Robb.
Rachel Pendergraft.
I just want to remind you of the words of Jesus Christ, to love your God and to love your people.
You have been listening to Global Minority Report with Pastor Thomas Robb and Rachel Pendergraft. The Global Minority Report is a radio ministry of Thomas Robb Ministries and is supported by your tithes and offerings. You can write for a free sample copy of our news and ministry magazine by writing to Thomas Robb Ministries, Post Office Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615, USA. If possible, when you write, please include a small offering to cover our mailing expenses. Our address again is Thomas Robb Ministries, Post Office Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615, USA. You can also visit us on the internet at christianidentity.tv. Please tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. Thank you for listening, and again, this is the Global Minority Report.